Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. Now it's time for IP in the News. And Elizabeth, what is on the IP in the News table today?
Well, this is an article written by Aaron Weeks. There was a restaurant in Indiana, Evansville, and it had a potato pizza. That sounds pretty good to me. But they named it Tater Swift.
Tater Swift. So obviously it's a play on the singer.
Taylor Swift.
And so what happened?
Well, they got a cease and desist letter. So
a cease and desist letter is a letter from a lawyer, right? Saying, stop using Tater Swift for your pizzas.
So can you explain how they would have known about this?
I guess they have people who are monitoring the internet. Lots of times brand companies will monitor social media to see if there's any intellectual property violations. That's probably how it happened.
And this was a trademark violation.
This was a trademark violation. No lawsuits were filed, however. So the owner of the pizza parlor, it's called Casey's Dugout, just withdrew the name and changed it to what, the potato pizza or something?
So I want to go have a potato pizza.
I have no interest in that.
It's not the same as a Tater Swift. Right?
So anyway, it's time for our guest to comment on this. So, John, what do you think about this whole situation?
Well, if I was that guy, I'd say, listen, when someone calls Taylor Tater, then you know what? Take me to court. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep Tater Swift on there because I think that's a great name. And I think he could win that in court.
Robert?
I think Casey's probably gotten some nice publicity from it. And here we are talking about it. And good luck to him.
Elena, what are your thoughts about Tater Swift pizza?
The creativity for that name. I love a good like play on words, or it's so creativity, 2 thumbs up. But again, now, as you said, we're all talking about it. They're getting some great publicity there. Hopefully people are going to come in. They're going to want to try their food and the ambiance of the restaurant. I think that's great.
Yeah. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.